Woodberry, for the skin you love to touch. Woodberry brings you direct from Hollywood the Woodberry double feature. First, Hollywood's best-known, best-loved reporter, Loretta Parsons, with exclusive news about your favorite stars, direct from the glamour center of the world. And Hollywood Mystery Time, starring Constance Moore and Dennis O'Keefe. Now here's beauty news from the world's beauty capital.
Yeah. Famous Hollywood stars can't afford to depend on hit or miss matching of makeup colors, and neither can you. Many stars, like Maria Montez, now in Universal Sudan, know they can depend on Woodberry Matched Makeup for perfectly matching shades of powder, lipstick, and rouge.
Brilliant matching shades of lipstick and rouge are included at no extra cost in every dollar-sized box of famous, flattering Woodberry Film Finish face powder.
That powder is flattering. You've never seen such becoming, exquisite shades, and the finer new texture clings like a dream.
You can find your most becoming Film Finish powder shades for as little as 10 cents. Then get the big dollar size Woodberry Film Finish powder that includes at no extra cost your exciting, perfectly matched Woodberry matched makeup. Girls, get it tonight for your own delight and for his. And now, here she is, Loretta Parsons.
Hello to all of you from Hollywood. The most exciting matrimonial news of the entire year was the sudden marriage last night of Jimmy Finn to multi-millionaire socialite Hyatt James. Everyone thought Jimmy's heart belonged to Pat and Ernie, and that Hyatt was in love with Evelyn Keyes. Well, I had a scoop on that one, all right, in the Los Angeles Examiner this morning. Maria Montez, just out of the hospital, and Jean-Pierre Aumont had not yet admitted it, but I had it straight from the stork's mouth. A baby is due in February. One of the most heroic women in this war is Claire Phillips of the U.S. Secret Service. To get important information, she risked her life behind Jap lines in Manila. In prison, tortured, starved for months, she was finally rescued by General MacArthur. Washington decorated her, and now she is headed for Hollywood because Mary Pickford wants to film her story. Here's news. That vivacious French actress, Cece Dorsey, is all excited. She told me that she is marrying Peter Ricketts of the Coast Guards in August. Terrible news about Sonny Tuff's hand. He smashed it in a taxi cab door 2 weeks ago, and it's so badly infected he may lose it. Guess who? The only American comic to entertain the big three at Potsdam. Nobody else but your old friend, Private Mickey Rooney. I'm here from Glenda Farrell's son, Corporal Tommy, also in the show, that Mickey really went to town. Even Stalin laughed, I don't blame him. Former New York mayor, the popular Jimmy Walker, is in the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital, suffering with a stomach ailment. Harold Bouquet, one of the top MGM directors, married for many, many years, will have a surprise for his son in the Army. When son comes home, there will be another Bouquet in the family, courtesy of Mr. Stork. I just learned that Judy Canova's husband, Master Sergeant Chet England, was directly responsible for unearthing a secret film picturing German spies, many of whom may still be operating unsuspected in other countries. A salute to you, Chet, for a good job well done. Pretty movie actress Peggy Barnstrom writes that she and dead-end kid Leo Garcia are contemplating a honeymoon. Leo's friends are glad because the torch he carried lighted up the whole town when his ex fell in love with Groucho Marx and married him. Remember that hot wire I received saying that the 20th Century Limited was held up while Betty Hutton said goodbye to a wealthy Chicagoan, Ted Griffin? Well, now here's more news. Betty herself told me she will marry Briston in late September. The Luella Parsons Medal for the Best Picture of the Week goes to United Artists Picture Guest Wife, a really cute comedy about a devoted wife who goes on a second honeymoon with another man. But don't get shocked. There's an unusual twist that saves it from being too naughty. A bow to Jack Skirball and director Sam Wood for a swell farce. And the medal for the best performances go to lovely Claudette Colbert as the wife and to Donna Meachie, the flirtatious friend. You'll enjoy Claudette's neat way of getting even with the two men in her life. As for Don, as always, he's completely charming. Speaking of Donna Meachie, Don and his wife, Honey, have adopted two little girls, Bonnie and Connie. Don tells me his four boys, Donnie, Ronnie, Lonnie, and Tommy, named the girl. What rhyming, what charming, what red point? Well, I am surprised. Bill Williams, who is being hailed as RKO's Van Johnson, was divorced a whole month ago in Los Angeles under his real name. It's William Katt, K-A-T-T. Nobody knew that Bill was even married, much less divorced. Director Howard Hawks, who first put Lauren Bacall on the screen, has selected a new honey for stardom. She's Joan Marshall, better known as Mrs. Dick Haynes. Marcia Hunt, pretty MGM actress, obtained a quick divorce from Captain Jerry Hawker yesterday in Mexico. As far as I know, there's no one else. The rumored clinic hints that Phyllis Brooks, bride of Lieutenant McDonald, will be buying baby clothes sometime soon. Last minute news. Randy Scott narrowly escaped death a few hours ago when a truck ran into an automobile and hit the motorcycle he was riding. He had some stitches taken. He might have had as serious an accident as Keenan Wynn or Van Johnson, but for his presence of mind. These motorcycles are mighty dangerous and shouldn't be used by movie stars, believe me. That's all tonight. See you next Sunday.